It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Every year since 2011, the Worm Farm Institute, based in Reedsburg, has put on the Fermentation Fest and or the Farm Art Detour. They call it a culture convergence that brings together the worlds of farming, local food, and art.
Last year, Fermentation Fest included a lineup of classes about local Wisconsin ingredients like elderberries, sourdough, kernza, and mushrooms.
This year, the Farm Art Detour is taking center stage. It's a self-guided tour along 50 miles of farmland in the Driftless region with poetry, live performances, and art installations along the way.
Earlier this week, Wisconsin Today producer Rochelle Wilson drove out to Sauk County to check out the Farm Art Detour.
It's a sunny afternoon on the second day of the Farm Art Detour. I'm driving through the rolling farmlands of Sauk County to explore the detour's 50-mile loop, featuring art installations, live performances, and local food. I pull over to see the artwork at Stop 35. What's your name?
Audie.
And Audie, what are we seeing here right now?
I think it's a dragon made out of hay.
My name is Lauren.
Where are you here from?
Middleton, Wisconsin.
Can you describe this installation that we're at right now?
Sure. This is an irrigation system for the fields. And you can tell that when you look at the end of the dragon. But whoever did this is just a total... What I love is the creativity of melding art with farm equipment. And there's an installation up the road with hay rakes, and they built a wooden piece of art that looks like a hay rake, and it just all blends together. It's just wonderful. It's a really, really cool way for this part of the state to promote farming and art.
About midway through the tour, there's a site for vendors and performances called the Food Chain, held at Whitwin Park, an old church campground outside Sauk City. Here, I get a chance to catch up with some of the farmers selling food and other products at the festival. Mindy Clem with Four Elements Organic Herbals is selling products like essential oils and tea. She thinks the Driftless is a special area that draws people in from all over the region.
I think that's what makes this place super special and why people flock to these areas, because it's unique, this tour is unique, and this area is just beloved by so many also enthusiasts that want to take care of the land like we do.
Nearby, Dina Eagles and Deb Hilt with Echo Valley Farm have already sold out of everything besides apple cider and hot sauce. They'll be back next week with a full supply of baked goods, pickles, and more. They say what makes this event special is the people they get to meet.
It's so important that people get out of the city, you know, and taste nature and experience nature. People need that. It's a healing, really.
I see you nodding along.
Yeah, there's just nothing quite like living in the country and being so close to both the earth and the sky. Mm. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
After watching a shadow box puppet show in the Whitwin Barn, I meet artist Catherine Schwalbe. She participated in the first Farm Art Detour in 2011, and is back this year with an installation at Yadakee Granary, which survived a tornado in the area in 1870.
I think art is for everyone, and to have it be accessible without having to walk into a white wall space, those are opportunities I seek, because I really do feel it is for everyone to view and for everybody to do.
Catherine tells me about the Hayrake Ballet that took place earlier in the day, a choreographed dance featuring tractors, hay rakes, and local performers, including farmers.
And the hay rake dance was beyond just unforgettable works that make you think about a place differently for the rest of your life when you look at those places, those works that were installed that are no longer there that really still exist in your mind. It's beautiful. The cultural mashups of all the humans that come here, from the pumpkin grower across the street about a mile down, and I never met him until yesterday, and we went to pick up pumpkins for display, and he puffed up and he said, "I'm going to be one of the tractor drivers in the ballet." And I'm like, ballet will never be the same. And so it's those bridges of humans that make it all worthwhile. Yeah.
Rochelle Wilson, Wisconsin Public Radio.